Richard Douglas from the Adelaide Football Club. He's part of their leadership group this year, and we welcome him to the show. Dougie, how are you?
Good, boys. Going well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Spring in the step this week, no doubt, when you're on the verge of the start of the season. It's been a long pre-season. I bet you can't wait.
Yeah, no, we can't wait. We had a session today, and the boys were certainly up and about. Probably the best training session we've had for probably a month. So boys are very keen, and we can't wait to get across to Melbourne and see how we go.
And look, you had a bit of match practice on Friday, we're led to believe. You were, I guess that was with the weekend off. Were you happy with how that went? And you got something out of that, no doubt, in trying to train exactly for what North Melbourne are going to throw at you?
Yeah, you're right. We did a few match situational things that we think North Melbourne will bring at us come Saturday night. So we're able to get a closer look at that, and I thought the boys handled it quite well. So, as you know, Big Show always gets some good edits out of training and continue with learning. So, we did that again today, and it was a good session Friday. But, boys had enough of training. We just want to get there and play now. So, we can't wait to come around.
And what are some of the things you're expecting that North do just slightly different to other teams?
Yeah, we know they've got some big inside mids. So for us, it's about being able to win inside, but also win the outside battle as well. So we don't want to all get sucked too close to the contest. We want to, as I said, have that balance and try and get them on the outside. So I think if we can move the ball quickly and get it into our forwards, 1v1, they're going to be pretty dangerous. So hopefully we're able to do that on Saturday night.
I know it's only 3 NAB games, but that's the area that I've been probably as impressed with anything, with the changes or tweaks or whatever, is that method around the contest. Whether it's a scrimmage ball, a ground ball, a stoppage ball, not 3 or 4 blokes donging their heads to get scunned on the outside. A lot of that, I guess, is the personnel you've added to the group, but that's been a real positive for me, Dougie.
Yeah, no, you're right. We, as you said, we did recruit some players that, are really good on the outside, and I think, the stats don't lie. Last year, one or two, I think, inside, with the contested footy, but really got picked apart, at times on that outside. So if we want to be, a top 4 side, that's the area we've got to improve in. So I think we've taken some good steps forward, over the NAB Cup.
This team defence, this total team footy, from what I've seen, it's going to be a work in progress. You're confident as a group that round one, you're going to see that in place, bang. It's not going to take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 7 weeks, as Bix thinks.
No, I think Bix might be wrong there. We've trained it all summer. So, I think the improvement we've seen from NAB 1 to, even NAB 3, it was great. So, obviously, it still is a work in progress, but we feel that, we've improved it since last year. So, I think, we'll put it on display on Saturday night and the proof will be in the pudding, I guess.
Pre-season's done as a senior player. You've had a few now. How'd you rate this one?
Yeah, they certainly don't get any easier. It's always different, when you get a new coach in and, a few new players and all that sort of thing. But I think the thing that's been good this year is we've had 40 players plus each session, so we've really been able to get some quality out of the sessions, and the standard's definitely gone up. So, I rate this, as good as any that, the team's been able to produce since I've been at the club.
Reading an article today about the changing body shape of a lot of the players, and it was based on about 15 or 20 players across the AFL, some of them key position players, that have lost a lot of weight because of the increase in, aerobic capacity that people are thinking that's going to happen with the new interchange rules. Has that been consistent with some of the players at your club?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I think over the board, maybe a kilo or two, I think, particularly for the bigger guys, they certainly won't be able to rotate as much. I think the midfielders will probably take up a lot of the rotations. So for the big guys to stay out there, losing a kilo or two will certainly help. But against Gold Coast, it was the first time we tried the 90 rotations, and it certainly does make a difference. So, I think we handled it quite well, and the guys that have shed a kilo or two, I'm sure they would say that it did help them.
Okay, put your selector's hat on. You're in the leadership group now. What news will we expect round one, Dougie?
Oh, mate, I'd have all 44 blokes in.
Yeah, rally. It's
going to be certainly hard. There's some guys who've played some good footy out of the NAB Cup, and, when you have only two injuries on your list. It's, there's a lot of competition for spots, so it's going to be tough. But the great thing about that is that I think having so many players, you know, on the track has really drive our training standards, which has been fantastic. So every session there's competition, which certainly helps. But I'd, you know, I'm glad Pikey's picking the team this week and not making it going to be tough.
Well, I got young Wayne Miller in. Have you got him in?
We'll have to wait and see, right?
Yeah, sorry, Dougie. Have you got him in now? Yeah, look, I persuaded you.
I think he's in the position that Charlie Cameron probably took up last year. Now, while Charlie's coming back from injury, I don't think he's probably going to make it back in time. So I think there's a spot there for Wayne. Look, we've got to ask you to say whether he's in or not, but you couldn't but help be impressed by the way he goes about it, Dougie. You've seen him closer than we have, but just from an outsider's point of view, the time and the composure that he seems to have for a young player stepping into the AFL, it's almost as good as I've seen.
Yeah, well, I picked him in my Supercoach team, but
there you go.
he's as good as any draftee I've seen come into the system. As you said, his composure and his speed is exciting for us. But whether he gets his chance or not, he's going to be a good player for us for a long time to come, so I'm sure it's something our fans will be excited about.
Dougie, you're a veteran now, 171 games, voted back into the leadership group. How's that been for you?
Yeah, it's been nice. It's obviously good, nice recognition from the playing group. Really enjoying it, still learning and, trying to just help the guys out that are in there already and trying to bring on a few guys that are, certainly underneath us. So, it's been good. It's always challenging, but I'm enjoying it. So, looking forward to the year ahead for sure.
More meetings?
Yeah, a few more meetings and all the stuff that goes with it, but that's all part of it.
Now, round one last year was home versus North. You smoked them by 77 points. Now, I'm not asking for a 77-point win. A 4-point win would be nice, Dougie, but Under the Roof would suit your style of play as a team. Does the team like the fast track of Etihad?
Yeah, we do. I'm not sure about record the last few years, but I think it'd be quite good. We like to move the ball quickly and through the corridor and all that sort of stuff. So, we're looking forward to getting over there. It's going to be an exciting match. North play an exciting brand of footy as well. So, hopefully we can, as I said before, get the ball in quick and give the likes of Tex and Eddie and these sort of blokes, good service. So if we can do that, I think it'll go a long way to winning the game.
Important game as well for most people sitting on the outside looking at that and saying the Kangaroos been in the top four the last 2 years. They're going to be up and around the place again. And if, once again, Adelaide see themselves in that vein, they'll want to put a good performance on there. Interestingly, your record's pretty good against the Kangaroos in recent times.
Yeah, I don't know what you're reading for that, Bix.
Well, I'm just saying you tend to match up all right. Like in the last couple of years, whilst North have been pretty strong, Adelaide have been able to get the chocolates most times they've played.
Yeah, I mean, we'd like to, I guess, as I said before, it starts inside the contest, and I think they've got a really strong midfield, and if we can get the ascendancy there, it's obviously going to help. But as you all know in footy, that records don't mean much. It's about what we bring come Saturday night. So for us, we're just looking forward to that first bounce and shaking off a few cobwebs and hopefully starting well. So, as I said, we can't wait to get over there and see where we're at.
Dougie, big issues here from our listeners. We're interactive. You know how it works. 1-999-1395. Will the Crows wear their home strip versus the Kangaroos or that insipid away yellow one? Well, that's a bit harsh. I think it's that
I like
bad.
It. I like it.
Yeah, I don't mind it. But do you know what you're wearing?
We're home. We're home, Guernseys.
Wearing your home Guernseys. Well, that'll make that person happy. Hey, Dougie, all the best, mate. Into another season, a season of hope and excitement. New coach, a little bit of a new tweak to the game style. I cannot wait. 5AA will be calling it, and hopefully you star, Dougie. Thanks for your time.
No, good stuff, guys. Can't wait. Thanks for support.
There you go, Richard Douglas there.
One of,
one of the key midfield matchups. I'll tell you what the other key midfield matchup is going to be. Sam Jacobs versus Goldstein. Oh. What a pivotal duel that is. Both those guys, really important to their team. They really only have one ruckman each, those guys. So Dougie and the other midfielders, I reckon they'll be just giving the calves for sauce a little bit of a rub, getting him tickety-boo so he can give them some service. Richard Douglas, our guest.